and welcome back to another edition of the quarterly Unified Contact Center AR podcast series. I'm Regina Hoshimi with Cisco's Analyst Relations team, and I'll be your host today. On today's podcast, we will provide the analyst community with an update on Cisco Unified Contact Center solutions for the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2008. Here with me today to update you on Cisco's fourth quarter contact center activities is Ross Daniels, Director of UC Solutions Marketing. Hi, Ross. Welcome back, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Regina. It is always great to be here on this podcast. I love to update the analyst community. We've got a lot of interesting updates and news to talk about today. We're also going to try something new in this podcast within this series. We have a guest speaker from the Customer Contact Business Unit joining us towards the end of the podcast. So today we're going to talk about a few things. I'm going to start with kind of a recap of some fourth quarter events in the contact center business, talk a little bit about the state of our business and some recent announcements. I'm going to give a little bit of a preview to some things happening in fiscal year 09, which we just entered in August, beginning of August. At least make a short mention of a couple of pieces of recent industry news, and then we'll finish up with Todd Famous, who is our guest speaker today, to talk about something that we call reversing the flow.
Great. It sounds like we have a lot of exciting topics to cover. So why don't we go ahead and get started? Did you want to start off by telling us some of the key events that we participated in Q4?
Sure. Three things that are pretty interesting that that we covered off in our fourth quarter of the fiscal year. The first is our Cisco Live event, which was formerly known as Networkers. Cisco Live is Cisco's premier customer and partner-oriented event. It's held annually in the United States, as well as a number of other regions around the world. At the U.S. event, there were 10,000 total attendees, and really interestingly, about 2,000 of those registered attendees indicated contact center as a primary interest area. So this has really become a major gathering point for the Cisco contact center community. To that end, we put on an educational track of almost 30 sessions in various areas of our customer contact portfolio. And we also had a keynote session. We had just under 700 attendees. Laurent Filonenko, Vice President General Manager of the Contact Center Business Unit, led that keynote, went through a number of key observations and trends around the contact center, as well as some of the things that that we're doing in the space and things that we've delivered over the last year or so. We also had a panel discussion with a number of leading customers, including senior representatives from Teletech, which is a major outsourcer based here in the U.S., and also USAA, which is a major financial services firm, quite frequently ranked as providing among the best customer service on a global basis. On the smaller end of the customer scale, we had one of our great customers, JJ Food Service, which is a Contact Center Express customer, as well as pretty much everything else within the Cisco Unified Communications portfolio. So we had a really interesting panel discussion ranging from, business imperatives, things around outsourcing as well as green working. We talked along the lines of some of the technical transitions in the industry as well. So a great kickoff to a fantastic week at Cisco Live. We actually ended that same week with another meeting that we're holding on an annual basis with a very small select group of customers, key enterprise and service provider accounts that we call our board of advisors. These are senior executives dedicated to the contact center business. Again, customers like Teletech and USAA participated in that. Folks like Cox and Comcast from the cable industry. Wachovia from sort of traditional banking and financial services, as well as a number of others. And really, we spent a full day with those folks, again, senior executives from those organizations, as well as leadership from Cisco's Customer Contact Business Unit, from marketing, from our channels organization, really all across the board. having a really interactive discussion. We talked about how Cisco looks at customer care. We talked about some of our key priorities around user experience, openness, total cost of ownership. We updated this group and sought their feedback on a number of key offerings like Unified Expert Advisor and Cisco Unified Intelligence Suite. We talked about their budget priorities and, again, some of the key trends that they're seeing. And actually, we talked about this idea of reversing the flow, which we'll talk about a bit later in this podcast as well. And then lastly, sort of leaving the U.S. for a little bit, I was fortunate enough to participate in an event in Australia that our partner Dimension Data put on called Customer Interact. This is an annual event for them where they bring in some of their leading customers across the Asia-Pacific region, obviously with heavy emphasis in Australia. We also were able to get sort of the first readout on Didata's global benchmarking survey. What was remarkable here is, and frustrating, quite frankly, for those of us who've been in this business for a long time, is how little has changed in the industry from a results perspective from 10 years ago, which is when Didata put on the first benchmarking survey, to today. Across almost all the key metrics that you'd think of, the traditional metrics at least, in measuring customer care success, things have either stayed the same or gotten worse. So we'll talk a little bit about that in later on in the podcast as well, sort of maybe taking a different way of looking at the contact center business.
Great. Thanks for those updates, Ross. So moving towards a more Cisco internally focused conversation, did you want to provide some updates on the state of the business and some of the recent Cisco news?
Sure thing. The good news here is that Cisco's customer contact business is better than it's ever been. On a revenue basis, and again, we don't share direct revenue numbers, as the analyst community knows, we do share agent shipments. I can tell you that on a percentage basis, however, we had an increase of more than 40% in year-over-year revenue on a global basis. More than 50% year-over-year in the U.S. and Canada. We were especially strong in our performance across our fiscal Q3 and Q4, and we would expect to see that reflected in the shipment reports for calendar Q1 and calendar Q2 in 2008. Aside from sort of the business metrics, our product delivery continues to be strong. We shipped Customer Voice Portal 7.0 on time in March. I may have mentioned that on the last podcast. We shipped Contact Center Enterprise and ICM 7.5 at the very end of July, and we're expecting to ship the Unified Intelligence Suite, which is the advanced reporting based on our Latigen acquisition, as well as Unified Expert Advisor, which is presence-based routing for customer care in the next handful of weeks. Sort of looking beyond the customer contact business unit at sort of the Cisco Unified Communications and Voice Technology Group level, some news that is probably pretty important for this analyst community as well in terms of some new roles and responsibility among some of the key leaders of our business in voice and unified communications. As many of the analysts know, Laurent Filonenko has been leading the customer contact business unit, the CCBU, for the last 4 years. Laurent is taking on a new role within the Voice Technology Group, actually leading the Unified Communications business unit. So that's our unified messaging, as well as our conferencing business, as well as our desktop video, as well as presence and our client business. So Laurent is moving on to UCBU and filling the role of general manager of the customer contact business unit will be Murali Sitaram, who has been VP of engineering under Laurent, and an old friend, John Hernandez, who many of the analysts know as the former head of product management in CCBU. So John returns as a co-GM of CCBU with Murali. In addition to the reorganization at the product management and engineering level, we've had a reorganization that somewhat matches that in the marketing organization. We've done a few things. We've consolidated some of the key stakeholders in a communities team, which means we have some direct focus on, for example, the analyst community as well as the consultant community under a single team. We also have the unified communications business and the customer contact business, the applications from both of those business units under the same marketing organization, an organization that I'm leading now. So Laurent is still very much a part of my key stakeholders now leading UCBU. And it's interesting, as sort of contact center and unified communications, especially in terms of presence, in terms of video, continue to come together, we're sort of recognizing that from a marketing perspective and organizing ourselves to meet that key trend. And again, having Laurent taking on the unified communications role, obviously bringing his perspective from the contact center business there is a real positive as well.
Great. Yeah, some very promising and interesting changes there. So do you want to bring us into fiscal year 09?
Sure. You know, a few kind of key top-of-mind items from across the contact center business. You know, first of all, we're looking for continued product growth across all segments, from small to mid-market to, you know, large enterprise, as well as the service provider business, across assisted service as well as self-service solutions. From a product standpoint, we're going to continue to focus our development efforts along the lines of user experience, around total cost of ownership, and around openness. And from a marketing perspective, really looking for, you know, strong penetration and acceptance in the market this year of presence-based solutions. So that's our expert advisor, as well as presence capabilities, which will be inherent within Cisco Agent Desktop moving forward, as well as some early successes with the video enhanced contact center that we introduced a few months ago. You know, looking at some key events coming up in the short term, in sort of August, September, October, we'll be participating at the Speech Tech event in New York City in August coming up here, and participating in the Nuance Conversations event in October of 2008. And then lastly, you can keep your eyes out for a major global launch around collaboration, which will include unified communications, September 24th. This will be, again, a major happening on a global basis. We're making a number of business and product announcements around that launch as well. And then I guess sort of the last thing that that I'd finish off with here is just a couple of comments on some pretty interesting pieces of industry news over the last couple of months. First of all, Convergys acquiring Intervoice last month. An interesting move, to say the least, with you know, a traditional outsourcer making a play for a premise-based solutions provider. Will be really interesting to see how that plays out. Convergys, I think, has certainly in the IVR self-service space been making some overtures in this area for a while, and to some degree that's a natural extension then of those overtures. We're not anticipating, at least near term, anything on a premise-based call routing perspective, but we're certainly keeping our eyes on that very carefully. The second piece of news is Siemens Enterprise Business has finally been sold. Obviously, as folks know, this has been going on for, gosh, close to 2 years now, I think. So Siemens Enterprise Networks will be in a joint venture with the Gores Group, which is going to combine the Interesys and SER Solutions assets that Gores brings to the table. Again, I think an interesting combination here. I think from our perspective, you know, we see SER in the contact center space primarily as an outbound sort of niche specialist. we see Siemens continuing to be strong in its home market in Germany, and we're certainly going to keep an eye out in other regions as well. But we do see, at least in the near term, primarily interest there in the home market, and maybe again expanding out slightly there within Europe. So that kind of wraps up the looking back on FY08 and at least a few key things looking forward into FY09.
Terrific. Did you want to go ahead and introduce our guest speaker today, Russ?
Absolutely. So I'm fortunate to have Todd Famous joining me today. Todd is the product line manager for enterprise and hosted contact center solutions within Cisco's customer contact business unit. And what we're going to talk about today is something that that Todd really developed as an idea as part of our Board of Advisors meeting that I mentioned earlier called Reversing the Flow. So, Todd, welcome to the podcast, first of all.
Thank you very much, Ross. I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. And, I guess to sort of start off, maybe just give us kind of the basic concept behind Reversing the Flow.
Sure. So one of the things you actually mentioned earlier is the overall perspective of customer care and the contact center market and how little has changed. And one of the things that we've been thinking about is how can we do better? How can the industry do better? And over the past decade, there's been a tremendous investment in technology and in business intelligence and customer relationship management software. And so companies increasingly know more about their customers, but the customer perspective is still that they're being treated badly. So you sort of drill into that. And one of the things that we frequently hear, and all of us experience contact centers, are people don't like waiting in line. People don't like waiting in queue. People don't like navigating menus and voice response systems or speech systems. And people don't like being connected to contact center agents who often know very little about them or what they're talking about.
I disagree 100%, Todd. I really like all of those things.
Yes. So for the rest of the population, one of the things that we feel that we actually have a kind of a unique perspective on the industry is because we actually have products that traverse both inbound and outbound contact center operations. And so really on a daily basis, I talk to customers and contact center managers that are managing inbound contact centers and outbound contact centers. And there's really a divide within most enterprises between those two types of operations. And but one of the things that we've noticed when talking to both of these types of operations is that there's actually something to be learned from both directions, and perhaps the opportunity to really make something significant happen in terms of customer care as an industry if we can combine or offer some of the advantages of outbound contact or what you might call proactive contact and bring some of that technology and some of that expertise into the way your typical contact center, your typical inbound contact center manages customer experiences.
So is this really kind of the case of, you have these two different sides of the house, and one side is very good at certain things, and the other side is very good at certain things, and they're kind of almost complete opposites in terms of what they're good at and what they're bad at.
Exactly, and our belief is that what has driven that actually has been a sort of divide from a technology perspective. So it's sort of an artificial boundary that I'll call it the legacy technology. Divided the operations because there's different technology for inbound and different technology for outbound. But there's actually some great business process in both sides, and we believe cracking this bigger, now stepping back, the bigger problem around improving customer care, there's an opportunity to bring some of the outbound operational expertise and some of the advantages of proactive contact to the greater, the larger contact center market or the larger customer care market.
So I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I guess the way that I see it, customers, aside from me, really hate dealing with contact centers. And we've applied significant technologies already over the last dozen years or so And there's continuing innovation, right? There's all these new sort of routing or matching technologies that that folks might use. And we're looking, I think, or consumers are looking to have a better experience and are feeling generally more empowered. What do we do about kind of rationalizing all of these different threads?
Well, so going back to kind of the problem statement and the customers having to wait for customer service or customers having to explain perhaps why they're calling over and over again, or customers being matched to agents or resources in the enterprise that aren't really prepared to speak to them. If you go back to those as sort of the key problem statements, we believe that we can use the technology that we put in place on the inbound side and technology on the outbound side. In fact, our platform, as you know, is fully integrated so that these are just functions of the same platform.
Right.
And we can use outbound contact center technology to reverse the flow of the business process. So now imagine, if you will, that you're a customer. Instead of waiting in line to reach a customer service agent, imagine if the customer service agent is well waiting in line for you. They're calling you at your convenience. They're waiting till you get off the phone. They're waiting till you're ready or available or present. And when they reach out to you, imagine even further that they know what your issue is because they've prepared. They know what type of problem that you're having. They're prepared to start addressing your problem right away. That eliminates you waiting for them. It makes reverses the flow, as we say, and has them waiting for you. Eliminates you having to, let's say, navigate perhaps a significant menu system, and it also allows the agent or the resource that's contacting you to prepare a little bit for that conversation, which is not really possible in the way typical contact centers work today.
Right, and I guess that's really part of what we can gather from current outbound technology and process flow, right? I mean, if we're talking about a primarily outbound contact, typically an agent in that environment is getting a pop of data, as the call or typically even well before the call is actually placed. They're in say a collections environment, they have the full account history there. They know how they're going to approach the contact. Same thing in an outbound telesales type environment. Very different from how the typical inbound screen pop happens today, where at best you have a second or two to take a glance of the data if you're an agent as the call's arriving.
Right, absolutely right. So that preparation time, even just a 30 seconds preparation time to prepare for a conversation with a customer, is something, it's just not possible in the inbound contact center operations, the typical contact center flow, because who wants to make their customers wait for 30 more seconds? It's just not something any contact center operation wants to do. You just don't have that latitude on the inbound side. So getting into this anticipation kind of business process where you're anticipating customer need, or you're offering customers the opportunity to put the ball into your court, or the customer to say, I want to talk to you about this product that you have. Reach out to me when at a time that's convenient to me, as opposed to having the customer wait in line, wait in queues, and navigate that sort of thing.
So obviously, I think that this makes a lot of sense. And when we were sort of originally discussing this, and certainly as we talked about it a couple months back with the Board of Advisors, it was something that was immediately apparent to me that this was very different thinking and pretty exciting thinking. And again, sort of with the idea fresh in our mind that things just haven't improved a whole lot in customer care for a long, long time, despite applying a lot of new technology. So I guess, Todd, let's kind of wrap things up here. Do you kind of have a call to action? I'll put you on the spot a little bit. Do you have a call to action or, some sort of way to spur the industry on to reverse the flow?
Well, it's as is often the case, the more challenging part of change here is not the technology, it's the business process. So when I talk to customers, I challenge the contact center managers on the inbound side to explore a bit with their counterparts on the outbound side and talk a little bit about what sort of business process they have. I really look at executives at the higher level to look at joining those types of operations organizationally to sort of get the benefit from both sides. So that's kind of the starting point of the conversation.
I like it. I think I'd like to pose a question to the analysts who are listening on this podcast and ask you a question and ask you to email responses to us, and we'll talk about those on the next podcast next quarter. As an analyst community, what do you think are the greatest challenges to companies as they think about or as they try to reverse the flow? Let us know what you think about that. Todd, thanks very much for joining me today. I think a really interesting idea and something that I think Cisco is going to be talking a lot about over the next 12 months.
Thanks, Ross.
Great. I encourage all the analysts tuning in to email their responses, and we'd really love to hear back from you. And as Russ said, we'll discuss those on our next podcast. We'd also love for any feedback or upcoming podcast ideas you may have. And here, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in to this edition of the Quarterly Contact Center AR podcast series. A big thanks to Ross for providing all our updates on the business and some of the events we've been participating in. And also a big thank you to Todd for joining us today.
It, as always, is a real pleasure, Regina. Thanks a lot for getting us together. And thanks again to all the analysts who are listening.
For more information on Cisco Unified Customer Contact Solutions, you can visit us at www.cisco.com/go/cc. I'm Regina Hoshimi. Please join us again next quarter.